Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Holt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss takes first base on ball four. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up towards first. Liss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Broemer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive towards short. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hendrick. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Hendrick steals second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into right field. Holt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Holt. Hendrick scores. Spikes moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Liss takes first base on ball 4. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Liss moves to second. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Liss moves to third. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duffy moves to third. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy scores. Gamble moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. There's the throw to first. Safe. There goes Gamble attempting to score. Here's the throw to the plate, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field. Lowenstein picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lowenstein. Carew scores. Braun goes all the way around to score. Oliva moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Oliva moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva scores. Mitterwald moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Twins. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Liss hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Broemer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Lowenstein steals second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 2 in the game. Broemer hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bry moves to third. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Heil now playing center field. Steve Bry now playing left field. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson misplays the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Bell moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spikes strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 3 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Spikes now playing right field. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Liss hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 5, Twins, 5. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Twins. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams pinch hits for Alan Ashby. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams bunts towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Brohmer moves to second. One out. John Ellis pinch hits for Frank Duffy. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brohmer scores. Bell moves to second. It's Indians, 6, Twins, 6. Ray Corbin now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas now playing shortstop. John Ellis now catching. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Terrell strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 6. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chambliss. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Chambliss steals second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Mike Adams pinch runs for Tony Oliva. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Liss is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Holt takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to third. Mitterwald moves to second. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.